Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 11 hostages that had been released by Hamas now on their way to Israel.
The special IDF unit picked them up somewhere near the border, taking them from the Red Cross. In today's batch, the fourth batch in four consecutive days, 9 children and 2 women, all of them, it's 5 families. They're now going to be brought to an Israeli military base. Then they'll get a brief medical check.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. White House says none of the hostages are American citizens. Rosalind Carter's body lying in repose at the Carter Center until her funeral tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter expected to attend. President Biden announced the formation of a White House council to strengthen the nation's supply chains weakened during the pandemic, also invoking the Defense Production Act to boost production by American workers of essential medicines. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 57 points. The Nasdaq gave up 10. This is ABC News. There is an update on Pope Francis's health.
Pope Francis, who's 87 next month, is receiving antibiotics intravenously to treat lung inflammation. Doctors say he doesn't have pneumonia or a fever. Also, ahead of next month's busy schedule, he's right now scaling back on some appointments. He did, however, spend a half hour meeting with the president of Paraguay, and he indicates he plans on going ahead with a 3-day trip beginning on December 1st to the United Arab Emirates to deliver a speech on climate change. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
They are still trying in northern India to rescue 41 construction workers trapped inside a collapsed tunnel for more than 2 weeks. Previous efforts delayed by equipment problems. Rescue workers now digging by hand, trying to reach those workers who are receiving food and water through a pipe. It is Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics predicting we will spend $12 billion. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state prison in Green Bay is a powder keg waiting to blow. That's according to Alloway Village President Jim Rafter, who says the aging lockup is a danger to the whole community. He says state leaders need to put their differences aside and find a solution.
We need the governor and the legislature to come together and say, okay, we have a problem. That problem is GBCI. It's not safe, and we need to replace it. So what's the best path forward?
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. It's the St. Francis Holiday Fair held in the church basement. Featuring things such as baked goods, arts and crafts, gift baskets, in-house raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers getting some of their veterans back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back on the practice field this afternoon, and Eric Stokes, defensive back, was back at practice. What about tight end Luke Musgrave? Will he be back this season? Matt LaFleur.
You know, we don't know that. Certainly we're hopeful for that, but we do know that he'll be out for sure the next 3 weeks, and then we'll see kind of where we're at after that.
Musgrave is on IR after suffering a lacerated kidney against the Chargers. Monday Night Football, the Bears take on the Vikings, and Packer fans should be rooting for the Bears. That would help the Packers' chances of maybe getting a wild card spot. NBA, Bucks are headed to Miami. They take on the Heat tomorrow night. The Bucks are 12-5. Thanks to Damian Lillard joining the team, according to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
To make a play for myself, to make a play for a teammate, to create an open shot, to kind of become a threat. So, like, early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now, 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gene Doldy, 95, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on November 19th. She is survived by her daughter, Nancy Eilenfeld, and by her sister, Georgie Gerke. survived also by her sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and friends. Per her wishes, no formal services will be held. Interment will take place in Washington County Memorial Park with her husband and son. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Doldy, 95, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership, this is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Say it with me, the Bucksian Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 5 above, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 21. Lows dip down to around 14 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range. A low of 5 above tonight. A high of 21 tomorrow. Lows level off around 14 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 10.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
should you start decorating for the holidays? That's next.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Thank you.
truck. Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmy like Elvis singing all shook up.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Chesney with Take Her Home. When it comes to when you should start decorating for the holidays, I think it's safe to say it's, you know, to each their own. Whenever you want to. I think we're more concerned about how long it takes you to take it down, quite frankly, right? But a new poll revealing that most of us think it's too early to start decking the halls for the holidays now. Only 9% say it's never too early, but nearly a quarter say before Thanksgiving is too soon. I know a lot of people that they say they don't decorate for Christmas if they're hosting Thanksgiving at their house. They want to stay with the Thanksgiving feel, but I am the exact opposite. If I'm hosting Thanksgiving at my house, I am putting my holiday decor into like full speed ahead. It's going up as soon as possible because I want to enjoy it. I want my guests to enjoy it. And yeah, I don't know. Thanksgiving is never overlooked by that. I think it just enhances the holiday. That's just me. Hey, you don't have to decorate at all if you don't want.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. clean nose, healthy life.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Q Country.
Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. And packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. You bring you back to your senses. Oh, and where'd you gone? Goodbye. Yeah, where'd you gone? Goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. I'm on it.
Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you.
online at 98QCountry.com.
If I tried, you couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't get
Pearson, Chris Stapleton, and my son's favorite food may be the key to those who are older lowering their dementia risk. Okay, we'll talk about this next. Interesting.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 5 above, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 21. Lows dip down to around 14. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range. A low of 5 above tonight. A high of 21 tomorrow. Lows level off around 14 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 9 above.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
If I mess you up,
you say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hate, girl, I fake, girl, but not so fast. If you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I'm one of them fools just playing some game? What if I was for you, fool? What if I lean in and then the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I come and change your mind?
Thank you. 98QCountry.com.
Tenpenny with We Got History. So apparently eating more whole grains, including popcorn, is associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline. That's a new study. My son loves popcorn. Specifically, he calls it popcorn. We can't just buy it out of a bag. We got to put it in the microwave and pop it fresh. He likes it hot. He likes the butter. But finding people in this study who ate more whole grains were 8.5 years younger cognitively than those who ate less of them. So our participants were followed for 6 years and did memory and cognitive tests every 3 years. So that's how they got these results. And so popcorn, you can definitely find healthy versions of it. Not a bad snack to keep around.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
With Black Friday appliance savings all month long at the Home Depot, we're making the holidays merrier by making holiday hosting easier with our lowest prices of the year on Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Get everything you need to store all your holiday favorites.
Dinner's ready.
And the leftovers. With top brand kitchen appliances at a great value. Final days to save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages, including top brands like Whirlpool, with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Ends November 29th.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now, get Bartesian's best holiday deal ever when you go to bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best holiday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/radio. That's bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best holiday deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/radio.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 5 above, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 21. Lows dip down to around 14. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range, a low of 5 above tonight, a high of 21 tomorrow, lows level off around 14 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 9 above.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98 Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that. Every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said a little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are.
Oh, it's hearts on fire.
crazy dreams. Oh.
town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find